Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Wednesday, everybody, coming at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. Bay. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A couple of minutes after 5 if you're listening to us out east. If it ain't that time, then you're listening to us possibly as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you're downloaded us as a podcast at crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. However you're listening, we appreciate it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America?
What's up, America? If you're listening live, ladies and gentlemen, we have... It's a day ending in Y. So here in the United States, we have another mass shooting happening right as this is going on.
Yeah.
And the dog is also decided to knock her dish over. And she's barking in protest. If you don't know what's happening and you're just tuning into us live, it's
go back to bed.
At least one report I'm seeing now says at least 12 people dead. I don't know if that's true, but one report says 12 people killed at least in San Bernardino, California, at a facility for people with disabilities.
Oh, how fucking horrible, man. Jesus Christ.
Police are looking for up to 3 active shooter suspects. There's various reports. 1 shooter, 3 shooters, wearing body armor somewhere. Reports of masks. It's a big clusterfuck as it happens. You remember the shooting in Oregon. They had named a guy within a half hour already on the internet. And it wasn't him who was the shooter, you know. So before anybody rushes to judgment, I'm already seeing reports of some Muslim name that they're whipping around on the right wing blogosphere and the right wing news sites that they're claiming.
Didn't you say
they heard on the scanner?
Didn't you? We were listening to the scanner, and didn't you hear?
We just heard.
Someone say that the DOD was coming in to check a device.
They're sending in, we just heard it a couple of minutes ago, listening to the, actually the San Bernardino police scanner. And one of the reports said that they're bringing in a, quote, larger robot to take a look at the device. So I guess there's a suspicious package back at this facility where the,
where it
shooting happened,
right? Happened
and everything, and now they've got a suspicious package, and I guess it's creepy enough that they're bringing in a bigger robot.
I just saw 2 Black Hawk Down looking helicopters circling downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, San Bernardino, I'd say
it's not far at all. It's an hour,
not even an hour east of here, and over in the Fontana kind of area here in California, but. I'm sure if it's a terroristy thing that, levels have been raised or whatever for surrounding areas. Cause as far as I know, it's still an active, they're saying it's an active scene and
they haven't caught it.
No one is in custody. 2 minutes ago, there's a new tweet out from a respected reporter, who said police are saying now 14 dead.
Oh my God, man.
14 wounded, up to 3 shooters. No one in custody yet.
There's supposed to be, isn't there supposed to be a news conference with the San Bernardino police soon?
Yeah, I think that might be happening soon, but...
can we listen to that when that happens? Yeah, or
yeah.
Let me see, I don't know if we're technologically able to do that shit, Pat.
Yeah, see what's going on. You know, the tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving.
Yay!
We're going to be following this as it's going live. We know that a number of you are going to download this as a podcast, so I'm not going to turn this into CNN, where we're just going right. to be spewing out speculation for the next hour. Yeah. We are going to keep our eyes on the major, any major developments that might happen and come back to this story.
God damn.
Obviously,
just
as it's happening.
Listening to those fucking news reporters question the witnesses at the scene.
That's what's horrible.
They will ask them anything. What does it feel like? Is it scary?
There's a guy whose daughter is still... he hasn't talked to her. She was still inside this facility. He hasn't heard anything. He's pacing outside trying to figure out what's going on. And the news reporter is like, how do you feel right now?
Like, the guy's
how do
like,
you feel right now?
I'm terrified. It's horrible.
What do you think about? He said, what do you think about people coming in and shooting up the place like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, NBC, you shitheads, you get a hold of me. Ask a God. Question like somebody like me who's not that nice.
Seriously. I'm hard
it.
Right now.
I'm going to let you have to,
can I use your news truck to spank one off? I'm right. so turned on by
you
this.
Fucking assholes. Where did you go to journalism school? Hackville, USA? You fucking suck. What?
I have one ear hole attached to
the
police scanner, and they're calling for more transportation for
oh, my God.
Right
are you
now.
Able to do this show and listen to that scanner? I'm so impressed with you. I can't
Well, the scanner isn't... And it's not constant. It's like...
If the dog chews too loud on her kibble, I'm like, what's going on over there?
It's like every minute or so, you know, there'll be a there'll be something that comes out and interrupts.
I keep hearing them say, there's a light-skinned suspect. Light skin. Mm. Is it all, did they
That's
only...
unrelated. That was a different really? Call they were going to.
It makes me think that the only thing the cops do are follow black people around.
Hmm?
That the only thing they do is follow black people around, or people of color, right? The cops. That's what it sounds like when you listen to this
fucking
police
scanner.
Well, they
identify what the suspect looks like when the call comes in.
Yeah, but that like, was just, that was another thing, though, right?
That was a separate issue. Well, I think everyone's twitchy in San Bernardino, and this was a guy who was a light-skinned Hispanic in a trench coat, they said, was acting suspiciously. So, you know, everybody's rightfully so losing their minds in San Bernardino because there's potentially a black SUV, which they have a bolo out for.
Aren't there like 3 million black SUVs?
Right.
Oh, my God. Everyone has the bolo.
All right.
Be on the lookout for.
I think we missed the press conference because they're saying police are estimating at least 14 dead. One or more gunmen believed to be wearing military style gear.
Okay.
Opened fire at a Southern California Social Services Center.
Oh,
so a government
God.
Facility.
How nice.
The Sergeant Vicky Cervantes, the San Bernardino police spokesperson, said there were multiple injuries, confirmed fatalities.
Oh, God damn it.
She said it appears there is more than one shooter.
Oh, shit.
And that they were believed to be wearing military-style gear.
Dude, those two
Somebody's
Black
calling
Hawk.
In a black SUV right now on the scanner.
Those fucking Black Hawk Down helicopters are still circling Los Angeles. What the fuck is
there
going on
it's
over
two,
here?
Two black helicopters flying in kind of
They're
unison.
Military yeah. style. I don't know. If you live in the area, look out your window. Tell me what they are. I don't know what they are. Don't they look like scary fucking military
it's a
helicopters?
Crazy day here, ladies and gentlemen, Southern California.
Shit, is it time to go max out the credit cards for one last hurrah? I mean, if this is it, dude, I'm gonna start drinking again. I don't give a fuck. Kate, go get the Jameson.
Yeah. That's what's happening now. We'll again break in. With more news
Breaking
when we have
in.
it's
yeah
you know, kind of.
By the way, did you see that they caught the lost kangaroo that was on the loose in Ohio? I put that up on
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Why? Let me ask you something. If you live in Ohio, why the fuck do you have a kangaroo as a pet? Why?
Yeah,
it's not necessary.
They can be dangerous motherfuckers, can't they?
Dude, it hopped an 8-foot fence.
Holy shit.
It hopped an 8-foot fence. That dumbass kid show I was the host of so many years
ago. Up and running in Chicago.
Oh, yes. Playing in the greater Chicago metropolitan area in Denver every morning at 7 a.m. in the 90s. That was my peak. That was my peak!
I don't know that.
Ah, okay.
Is that your Al Bundy high school? Football game.
Absolutely. But I did it. We did an episode all about kangaroos or things that hopped or something dumb. And I went to Brookfield Zoo in Chicago and I got to look at these fucking animals up close, these kangaroos. And they aren't
these
pets.
Fucking animals.
They aren't pets. They're fucking animals, dude.
They're big and they have sharp claws, right? Yeah. And they'll kick the fuck out of you.
Just comparing yesterday's crab diving to today's crab diving, the news. There's more news today, it seems like. Yesterday it was all about the rape of Leonardo DiCaprio by a bear. Yeah. Is this I'm not making a joke. Could this have been a bear?
No.
No, okay. Well, I don't know. that bear. Leonardo DiCaprio, for those of you that aren't familiar with the story, there's a movie coming out. It'll come out Christmas Day. You can watch Leo get raped by a bear, apparently.
That's what Drudge said yesterday.
That's the big story.
In fact, let's see what the Drudge says, because...
Oh, please. Is it still Leo getting raped by the bear?
I saw... I was trolling in the right wing Twitter sphere for a little while too during the situation that's happening in San Bernardino, and already they're claiming they heard a name on the scanner. I'm not even going to say the name, but the first name is Farouk. So they're claiming they've got a name, and it was already assholes on Twitter are like putting out this guy's Facebook page.
Oh, nice.
Here's his Facebook. Here's his Twitter. You know, this poor guy who may just fucking work there.
Or who knows why, and
it may be him, but it may not be.
We were listening to that scanner. It's hard to understand everything those
exactly.
If you're in law enforcement, I'm just wondering, why are you you all talk with marbles in your mouth? You mumble, little mumblers. Speak up, little diction maybe.
The headline at Drudge, it says terror in San Bernardino, 14 dead, 14 injured. Police do not have any identification on who suspects are. They have no motive for shooting at this point. So unless
terrorism,
yeah, somebody's out of their fucking mind.
Well, yeah,
listening to a scanner somewhere and heard a wrong name.
No one's saying this Farouk,
right? And maybe they did. But
what are we saying?
God, on the right, they're fucking jumping all over that name and stuff. Already, Islamic. That doesn't sound very Christian. I saw one tweet. That doesn't sound very Christian to me.
Oh God. I mean, you know, if it's Islamic terrorism or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Can you imagine what Donald Trump is going to fucking say? Yeah. That asshole.
Sure. Look. Can only help his.
I told you.
Candidacy. Right.
By the way, if this is terrorism and, you know, you're Muslim and you're thinking about having a tailgating party in New Jersey, make sure the cameras catch it. So, you know, there's proof.
Right. Speaking of, I do in a few minutes, we can get to today. The big news before this horrific ongoing situation.
Yes.
With this shooting in San Bernardino. The big news of the day, for me at least, earlier. I put in some time.
Oh, yeah.
For our beloved listeners. And I listened to about 30 minutes of the. This goes to show you the quality of Donald Trump's candidacy.
What did you listen to?
He was on Today.
Yes.
Live. Interviewed.
Is that what you were laughing
with,
at?
Yeah.
I heard you.
Sitting here with headphones on.
Oh, shit.
I believe it was Skyping. So we did see video of Donald during this interview from the Trump Tower.
Did he do an imitation of anyone?
A white supremacist, misogynist.
Oh, right.
He does a great imitation.
It's his best work.
InfoWars.
Oh,
Alex
Trump.
Fucking Jones.
Come the fuck on. InfoWars.
Alex Jones. Oh, this is interesting. Somebody's asking on the scanner in San Bernardino for blueprints of something that they're having printed out right now.
Blueprints. Okay, get them some blueprints. How do you do that? Who the fuck gets anybody that? I guess you go to City Hall or something. Wow.
Yeah, public records.
They need a Chloe O'Brien.
So,
what's going on? Is this shit?
They're
going
still
down
in they have not declared the building cleared as of yet. The first place they are saying that it's a very large building. The guy says it's a very large complex, and we haven't secured the building yet.
Oh shit!
So there we go. So that's what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen.
Man. It's horrible. We got fucking helicopters circling Los Angeles. Trump talked to fucking InfoWars, and Kate's all upset that her dish is empty.
So by the time most of you are listening to this, you'll have more information, and it will probably know what some of the suspects are or whatever, and it'll either be... Nobody will be saying... I mean, our side will be saying guns, 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 guns. And regardless if it's Islamic terror, Muslim terror, or jihadis, or whatever the fuck you want to say... They still got to get guns. And the gun aspect of it is still a very important
fucking
aspect
man.
Of it.
How did the fucking terrorists get these fucking guns?
Mm-hmm. Martin O'Malley's getting shit on all over.
Maybe he's into that.
He came out and tweeted something already against the NRA, and they're jumping on him for not even knowing what's going on. But again, it doesn't matter. If they used automatic weapons or something like that, then
fuck the NRA.
It's a gun. It's a fucking gun issue.
Absolutely. I mean, what if they, had knives? Ah, fuck. I hate going into this argument. It's pointless. It's dumb. You can't argue with gun nuts. I don't know why. Are they stupid?
The Daily Caller already. With few known details, Martin O'Malley blames the NRA for the California shooting.
Well, I mean, they used guns, didn't they?
His tweet. Here's what he said. Horrifying news out of San Bernardino. Enough is enough. It's time to stand up to the NRA and enact meaningful gun safety laws.
Hell yes!
What does that have to do with details?
Nothing.
We know that it was shooting. We have multiple reports of shooting.
Right.
People being shotted.
Yes. I just heard the trash can be moved around, and it sounded like some really low rumbling booms. I was like, oh, shit, man.
So
I'm on edge, man. I got to put this coffee down.
Absolute craziness going on.
By the way, Kate's not out of food. It's all over the fucking floor. She knocked it out all over the floor. Look at that. Why do you do that?
Yeah, I got hit in the leg with flying kibble earlier.
And she's going to eat it later. That's the weird thing. I've never done that, Kate. I'm not, oh, look at this great food. Let me throw it all over the room. And then later on, I'll fucking eat it. Weird.
I just got a weird phone call, unidentified phone call.
Oh, God damn it.
No,
man.
You know what it is?
Is fucked up.
It's that spa. Somebody.
What spa?
The spa in Santa Monica that keeps calling me like once a month. My personal
Jackie
spa person.
Oh, yeah?
And shopper and something. She they got the wrong number.
Oh, a stylist.
Stylist.
Right.
She keeps saying, hi, it's me. Didn't hear from you. Good to see you. So,
is this the spa that Al Gore went to with the towel snapping and such and the shenanigans?
One of the police members that just popped up, one of the cops is quoted as saying they came with a purpose.
Oh, my God. Quit making it sound so fucking dramatic.
If they're in like assault type gear with assault type weapons and they show up to kill people, I'm kind of thinking they had a purpose. It wasn't a spur of the moment. They're going to get some pizza.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, let's toss on the assault gear and
let me ask you something.
Shoot up some disabled people.
Let's take the guns out of it for a second. How about all the other accessories these fuckers had? You know, like the body armor and the
and
the camo outfits, whatever. I mean, shouldn't you be put on a list if you go to Amazon or Walmart and buy that shit so we know what's doing? I want a list of everybody with camouflage fatigues in this country. I want to know what you're doing, why you have it, why you want to be invisible. What's your fucking problem?
Long list.
I don't give a shit, man.
Half of Venice Beach.
By the way, go to Amazon, visit our, go to crabdiving.com, go to Amazon via our portal.
That's right. If you're going to buy shit for Christmas and stuff, you could probably buy, you know, a bulletproof vest, I'm sure. Right. It's not a gun. I don't think bulletproof vests are regulated at all. So you should probably buy one on Amazon. So if you're going to protect your family, go through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. And you get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything.
Follow us on Twitter. You put out a tweet and it's a good point. Today is not 1776.
No, that was Marianne.
Shit.
The
that is the internet.
The internet.
It's our Twitter followers.
Yeah, we'll cut that out of the podcast.
Yeah.
The I'm sorry, I was just listening to another
what's happening?
A little bit of what's no nothing.
Are they clearing
it's a
rooms?
Separate thing going on the scanner. Okay, well, I guess we can let's listen to.
Is this Trump?
These Donald Trump, this clip from InfoWars. Donald J, isn't that his middle name? J, Donald J Trump, is that what it is?
I don't know. What's his?
I think it's Donald J Trump.
John.
I've got, let me just load these up here.
Load. He's a load. He's a big fat load.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what he says on this InfoWars. I mean, if any, he should feel at home at InfoWars, right? I mean, this should be his.
Oh, well, it's, we tweeted out somebody for good God, somebody please grab a towel for Trump to wipe the Alex Jones saliva off of his ball sack.
This Alex Jones, he's a big Trump fan.
Oh, it was nauseating. You're going to hear it here. We've got clips of it. It's seriously nauseating at points where I just how lavishly Alex Jones was rubbing his tongue over the genital and taintal area of Donald Trump via Skype.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever. It's really disgusting. Here, first of all, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live, we know the breaking news is going on. And we'll keep you abreast.
We're listening to the scanner. We know what's going on.
So right.
Listen to our show. Enjoy the show. We'll tell you if there's anything pertinent.
And
right.
Exactly. When we get more news of what's going on there. In the meantime, here is this morning.
Yay.
Inexplicably.
Okay.
Donald Trump. Oh, actually, it's explicably. I did hear later.
Right.
I don't have this clip. That this. This interview was set up, apparently, by our good friend here, who we interviewed once.
Yes. Roger Stone.
Roger Stone, who, when Roger Stone wrote, a couple of years ago, he wrote a book about Kennedy, the Kennedy assassination. Spoiler alert, Jumbo. He blames...
Jumbo killed...
He kind of blames Johnson.
Johnson killed...
Kennedy
and Martin Luther King.
But,
that's what he said in that fucking book.
I thought he was a great guest when we were on that wrestling network. We had him on when he released that book. Well, now he was working for the Trump campaign for a few minutes, and then he left the campaign. But he's still butt buddies with Trump. Apparently, he's also big butt buddies with Alex Jones.
Do they all spa together?
Well, he hooked up this interview.
They hooked up.
And they even did a couple of mutual reach arounds.
Oh, wow.
Or reached over to...
We're going
to
need extra towels,
Roger Stone at one point. Because at one point, Alex Jones is like, I just want to thank Roger Stone who set this up. And Trump is like, oh, I love him. I love him. He's I love a good Roger. Friend. He's a good friend. He's a very smart man.
I thought he had problems with Roger Stone. I thought Trump was not getting along with Roger Stone. I thought Stone left Trump's camp. Am I getting them mixed up? I'm getting Roger Stone mixed up with someone?
Remember
that?
But he even said that they left because of just different philosophies, but there was no bad blood, that Roger Stone's still supporting Trump. And apparently, everything Trump said about him today, I love him.
Wow, that's wild. Because usually, when people say things like that, I don't believe them.
Well, correct. we got a lot here, so here is first. You got to listen to the this music and everything coming back.
That dramatic
from I don't know, commercial. You know, he does. I guess he does TV live streaming. On InfoWars.
Wow. Does he have a little webcam? Is that what he does?
No, he's quite a big setup there. Oh, he's really? Got multiple cameras.
Is he on TV or is he just on YouTube?
Probably on cable.
Oh,
you know,
really?
He's probably got an app or something,
too. We got to get that. We got to be on cable.
Oh,
how do we get on basic cable?
We had to get
cable?
The InfoWars app. Might pass.
That's what I want for Christmas.
A crab diving app.
By the way, I went to Coffee Bean last night. I got a large coffee. And guess what? Christmas all over my coffee mug. I was so happy. There were snowflakes.
Like Christmas?
Yes, snowflakes and you know, to think.
Was there Jesus? Was there blood?
No.
Was there, no?
There were just winter symbols, like snowflakes. You know what?
So it's half Christmas.
It's weather.
For
it's
here?
It's not Christmas. It's just weather.
Oh,
they put
right.
snow on it. You're right. So it's bullshit as well. Fuck you, Coffee
Well,
Bean.
It is proof that there's no global warming.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that? It's snowing somewhere. There's one little tiny fucking part of Alaska where they've gotten more snow than usual already. And already the morons are out saying, well, look, obviously, Al Gore is a big dumb fuck.
And by the way, anybody that lives in Alaska believes in global warming for sure.
Oh,
my
Jesus
brother says
Christ.
The Bush pilots, they fly around up there and they fly over glaciers and they can already see that the glacial areas and the ice areas are small. They're shrinking.
How dare you?
Shit is melting.
Throw facts and shit like that around, Ryan.
And that's evidence. That's people looking at it and saying, oh, that's smaller than it used to be. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid hippie.
This is...
hugging trees like a dickhead.
Got a lot going on here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so right. That's so Raven.
Here is, listen to this, the music coming back and everything from, here's Alex Jones.
Shit.
Now, I don't even know if this must have been one of those things where he wasn't sure he was getting a phone call.
Oh, right.
Or if it was going to happen, because he didn't really tease it.
Oh, okay.
And then, because I went back, to get to the beginning of the interview.
He wasn't teasing the fact that Trump was going to be on?
He didn't know. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, here, listen. Here's Alex Jones, InfoWars.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we had Matt Drudge about a month ago in studio, only does an interview every 3-4 years, and I thought that got me excited. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes or so. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. He tells it like it is. Doesn't read off a teleprompter. Neither do I. He's self-made. This whole media operation that reaches 20...
By the way, neither do we here at Crab Diving.
Yeah.
This is unscripted bullshit.
We don't have a teleprompter. Kate holds up cue cards in her mouth.
But listen to him already. He's a maverick.
God,
listen. He's a maverick.
We got to step up our drama, by the way. I mean, we need marching. I want marching like, dong, 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 dong. Do you hear those drums? Can we get some dudes? How about those drums from the Temple of Doom? Do you remember?
Hear the people sing. We got that.
Perfect.
20 million people a week worldwide, conservatively, self-made. That's why I'm so excited. And he joins us from Trump Tower in New York City. He is the leading 2016 Republican presidential contender. Donald Trump, again, joins us. And I've got so many questions. But first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
Great to be with the first word out of his mouth.
Great.
Thank you, Alex. Great. It's marvelous. It's huge.
All I can say is Howard Dean screams at an odd octave for not even that long, and he's out. He's out on his ass.
So sad.
Trump says Trump makes fun of someone with a disability.
Well, the liberals.
He's leading in the polls.
We have a different bar.
Oh yeah. No shit. It makes me want to go to the bar.
Any questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time the last 6 months on the radical Muslim celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over.
Okay. Now, meanwhile, they've found a couple of news reports of one maybe instance of this happening. Right. And what's her face? Laura Ingraham.
Fuck you.
Basically, they're saying, you know, Donald said it was thousands and thousands of them were dancing in the streets and holding tailgate parties and celebrating when the Twin Towers went down. And it's just not thousands and thousands. Not true.
It's bullshit.
And I don't even think there's corroboration on the one or two stories they think that were reported. So I did see a tape of some live reporting from 2001 from the next day or something, when they did mention,
yes,
that there were reports of some suspects being arrested that were celebrating, but that never panned out, or that never proved to be true, or regardless.
When you say thousands of thousands, there at least needs to be 1,000, I feel like. Or, I mean, maybe you have a very poor judge of, like, when you look at a crowd, is that 500 people? Is it 1,000?
Right.
Is it 2?
Donald, Laura Ingraham said,
yeah,
well, it doesn't matter how many.
Yeah, it does.
If there was one.
He said thousands, though.
But Laura Ingraham doesn't care.
Well, she's a ninny. Then.
Nor does anybody else. There's another. I saw interviews today, earlier, where they were interviewing Trump supporters, and they were asking him, well, they listed everything he lied about. It's like, this is a lie. This is a lie. This is a lie. This is a lie.
I don't care.
Hillary lies. She was born corrupt.
Benghazi. Is it true that Alex Jones and Trump are sitting in a bathtub together during this?
They are. They're
rub-a-dub-dub.
They're swapping glasses of champagne, putting their hands.
Oh, yes.
Entwining their hands.
Two jerk-offs in a
tub.
Oh,
you think this is bad? Listen to how this gets.
What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though. We've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat and I was very strong on it and I held my line. And then all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are online and we had 12,000 people, which is.
Is he answering the question, by the way?
Fantastic.
12,000 people.
It's fantastic.
And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter, @RealDonaldTrump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened.
This is Twitter address, in case you guys need it. In case you're looking to tweet the Donald, @RealDonaldTrump.
And I held my line and people wanted me to apologize and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But
if I was wrong.
Oh, yes.
And Alex, you would apologize too if you were wrong.
By the way, we just tweeted to InfoWars, Alex the Jones is such a moron, whipping up fellow morons @InfoWars.
Right.
Oh shit, what's going on? Pat's got his ear.
I just heard
to the police scanner.
Somebody said something about somebody was there
for San Bernardino.
Another gun. I don't know if it's
great
related or not, though.
More guns. Perfect.
Something near a golf course. Anyway.
When is someone going to say, if only those disabled people would have had machine guns mounted to their fucking wheelchairs? If only. When's someone going to say that?
I'm sure it's already happening.
It's probably being said on InfoWars.
So here's another clip.
This
is a half hour sack sucking fest.
Oh, really?
That went on.
That's a long time to suck a sack.
here is a little bit more of Alex Jones interviewing.
Yay.
But they demonize you for made up scandals every day, trying to see what'll stick. And then you got Hillary involved in Benghazi. You've got them involved in everything. And people love you for tough talk.
There it is. Oh, they demonize you for lying and saying horrific shit. What about that bitch?
Show me Benghazi.
Right?
Baba Benghazi.
Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama? I mean, what?
Wait a second. Where does that come from, by the way?
We're talking about, he's interviewing Trump, and he's asking about the bullshit lie he told about all the Muslims he saw celebrating 9/11. And then he was like, when are we going to impeach Obama?
Right.
Why? For what?
Against Obama. I mean, what do we do politically to really try to prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Well, you know what you could do, Pat? You could put her on trial. You could have a hearing, right? You could investigate.
Listen to that wish list of his. When are we going to impeach the president? Yeah. How do we prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Well, aren't they? Isn't the right? Now, maybe I'm not following the news, but has Hillary Clinton been investigated for Benghazi? Has that been?
No, not at all.
Not really.
Nobody's asked her one question or talked to her.
Yeah.
Or looked through the hundreds of thousands of emails or done anything.
What about a hearing? Have we had a hearing?
Nobody talks about Benghazi at all, Ryan.
Jeez.
We're just a multi.
We were getting beeped and buzzed.
I just got a BBC update.
Hello.
Something. Actually, that's how I found out the shooting was happening. I got the BBC
in London saying
a notification.
What are they saying? Hello.
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't see the fucking helicopter circling downtown LA anymore.
Oh, it was a Brit. It's British news.
British. Oh, right. Who cares?
They're going to bomb Syria.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Woo-hoo,
oh,
World War III. So here's more of the Donald on InfoWars.
Well, you remember this. The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything, I don't...
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. You know, one of the things that I'm the most disappointed in Republicans, because they go to Washington, they're going to do all this stuff, they're going to impeach Obama, they're going to...
Wait a second. Well, that's true, what he says.
Why are they impeaching Obama, though? I don't understand.
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand. For what?
Part of the problem why these knuckle draggers are all upset is because these assholes go to Washington promising that shit. You elect me, I'm going to see to it that every goddamn word of that Obamacare is repealed and shredded and burned.
Fuck you.
And prayed over.
Right. Oh, yes. Pray over it, please.
You like me, I'm going to make sure we look into Obama. We get him impeached. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to get rid of gay marriage. And they can't. They just can't. They can't. They cannot.
They're going to impeach Obama for reforming health care.
So then the morons get pissed off that they're not getting shit done.
Fuck,
and then an even nuttier nut job comes up and says, I'll get it done. And they elect them. That's what happened. Look in Tennessee Kentucky with that fucking governor that got elected, that lunatic tea tard.
No matter if you're a Tea Party person and you want to get elected, all you have to do is say, you just tell them exactly what they want to hear.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it makes sense.
What the interviews I saw this morning of Trump supporters, when they're confronted with the facts, they say, we don't care. Everybody, they all lie.
I don't like none of them.
They all lie. Oh, okay.
Except the ones I vote for, except the Republicans. Don't lie.
They used to at least be a little more subtle about it. They used to kind of care about getting caught in a bold-faced, blatant-ass lie.
Fuck you, you fancy hippie liberal.
Right.
In LA.
Now they're like,
you don't know nothing.
Who cares? What about Benghazi?
Well... Okay. What about a Confederate flag? I can't buy it at Walmart no more. What about that? Fuck you.
Yeah, that's a tough point for them.
Oh, yeah.
End Obamacare, which has to be ended. It's a disaster. I don't know if you've seen the premiums. They're going up.
It's killing everything.
55%. It's going to implode anyway. In 2017, Obamacare blows up. It's over. I mean, it's over, and everybody knows it. And they're doing big stories. Even the ones that were for it are saying, uh-oh, this isn't working. Well, the premiums are a disaster. And if you look at anything having to do with Obamacare right now, it's over. But the problem with the Republicans,
it's really just not true.
It's over.
It's just not true.
Is it true that the shooting in San Bernardino can be attributed to Obamacare?
I'm sure.
Or maybe the bear that raped Leonardo DiCaprio.
Out of the schools.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's definitely. There's no God in school.
They'll try and fix it. They'll try instead of get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan that's much better for the people. The people are getting killed with that. So there's so many things to do, Alex. We will.
But in the past, he's talked about single payer. He said Obamacare wasn't enough. We should do single payer.
Which is it, dickhead?
Which we agree with. I'm all for single payer.
But see, what he's not lying there, really. He's just saying something. He's saying the opposite of what he said before. So do people care about Donald Trump flip-flopping? I mean, they don't care about him just lying. No. I don't think they care. I think he could go on TV, murder someone, and they wouldn't give a shit.
They don't care about him making fun of the disabled guy. Apparently, all the new polls that came out since that's happened, he's gone up.
Yeah.
He's gone up.
Hey, Trump, if you... Trump, if you want to help, why don't you come down to San Bernardino to this facility where all these disabled people are, and why don't you just stand outside on the lawn and make fun of all of them? Why don't you do that? That's what you do. Why don't you help?
Jeez. Here you go.
Do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number. We'll win on trade.
We'll win on trade.
Yeah.
We'll win on trade with China. I'm going to be fabulous with China. You're going to love what we're going to do with China. Well, you have no idea. Tremendous. Obama's horrible.
I mean, I would imagine that as you've gotten older, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you talked about wanting to serve America decades ago. Really, all it comes down to is wanting to have a free country for your children and grandchildren. And that's where I want to come to this point next, because I know you're smart, sir. And I know that you also, though, you don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level. So the general.
You don't dumb your message down. How much dumber could that message get?
He is on camera doing this horrible impersonation of someone disabled. It doesn't get any fucking dumber.
It can't get dumber. John McCain's not a hero.
Why don't we build a wall? He built a... Oh, right. John McCain lied. John McCain's a loser because he got caught. That's what he fucking said.
I like people who don't get caught.
It's not even the worst thing that he said. It's not even the worst. What a turd. I mean, really.
At the Loma Linda University Medical Center, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news if you're listening live here. Six of the victims of the San Bernardino attack are being treated.
Oh, shit, man.
It's being...
horrible.
They're under bomb threat protocols now.
Where? Who?
At the hospital where some of these people are being treated. Code yellow, it says. Please follow your bomb threat protocols.
Oh, shit. So, do you think if there's a bomb here, do you think Kate would be able to sniff it out or anything like that?
If somebody throws some jerky treats in with it.
How are we protected? We need to arm ourselves.
They're not going to bomb here.
No, nobody gives a shit. What? L.A.? They would bomb L.A.
Well, but not this part of L.A.
Dude, let me... listen, I don't mean to be all science-y and shit, but FYI, motherfucker.
Wait, you're talking about...
In the blast radius.
You're talking about a nuke bomb.
A nuclear bomb.
I think it's unlikely.
Well... Nevertheless, we're in the blast radius.
Not from San Bernardino.
Are we recording this? Does this go directly into the cloud?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Well, at least this episode
posterity,
will be
we get
saved.
Vaporized. It'll be saved.
All of our fans can just listen to our replays and be sad. Oh, the crabs didn't survive. The blast radius.
That's all the latest is in what's going on.
Oh yeah, and is that all of Trump? Is that all of
I just got an alert on what was happening.
Dickbag McGee.
Keep our live listeners abreast.
Is Alex Jones okay? Is he okay? Because it sounds like he's constipated.
I think he's okay. Are you kidding me? I want a hand check. I think his hands are underneath the table right now as he's talking to Trump.
You don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level so the general public and the establishment as well can get it. But let's get down to brass tacks. I routinely talk to the top generals, special forces, Pentagon currently, out of the Pentagon, CIA, as I know you do, and we'll just leave it at that. There are a lot of people in this government.
Listen to that. Let's leave it at that. I have many secret contacts in the Pentagon. Who's talking to fucking Alex Jones?
Lots of people. I have contacts. We're getting on the brass tacks.
These are the ones we need to have on lists. Somebody that's picking up a phone and talking to fucking Alex Jones that might be in the military. Wow. Or that might be in the State Department or something, and they're talking to that Luna fucking tick.
Luna fucking tick. I use that one too. I like that. Luna fucking tick. By the way, he said getting down to brass tacks. I've always heard that.
Sure.
I never knew the etymology or whatever. Earliest attestation in 1863, Texas. It's from Texas. Theory is that it comes,
good comes out of Texas.
From the brass tacks in the counter of a hardware store or draper shop used to measure cloth in precise units rather than holding one in to the nose and stretching out the arm to approximately 1 yard. So stretching it between the brass tacks, your material, that's how you get a definitive measure.
Oh, well, there you go.
So brass tacks. Okay. You learned something.
A little informational clip from crab diving.
Brass tacks! Brass tacks!
Do you want to go back to Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah.
And also retired, who don't want to destroy the country. They really know that we've reached the crossroads where the country's done as a third world nation within a few more years. Forget Donald Trump in 4 years. If this happens, we're done. I mean, we're talking about resurrecting the dead here. See. We could turn it around right now as you...
Wait!
Off the rails now. Now
resurrection of the dead. Is he warning of a zombie motherfucking apocalypse?
I don't know. It's Alex Jones.
Somebody take the basic cable subscription away from this dick face.
Chemtrails, man.
We're the third world country. Okay, have you been to a grocery store lately here? We're nowhere near a third world country. There's all kinds of shit you can buy in the grocery store.
Despite how people like Alex Jones and the rest of the libertarian morons want to make it like a third world country.
Said properly, you're dead on, sir. You're right. We could turn it around. All the actuaries, all the numbers show it. But it's got to happen the next few years or we're done.
Right.
There are globalists that want to have a world government, a system run by select crony capitalists using socialism at the grassroots to make people dependent. I've talked to high-level folks that have been in government that are on your team, but separately high-level people in government currently that say there's an internal war going on and that you're a manifestation of that. I don't want to get anything inside.
So the Illuminati are having a cock-slapping fight.
Yummy.
An old, white, wrinkly man penis conch-slapping fight.
Welcome to the global government, comrade.
And, Jones has done his homework, man. He's done the research. I've looked into it.
Oh, yes.
And I know that you're a man of the word. You're right. You're a man of your word. You're right in there.
We're getting down to brass tacks.
Baseball with you, but I already know the inside baseball. I know now from top people that you actually are for real and you understand you're in danger and you understand what you're doing is epic. It's George Washington level and you understand that office. So I want to tell you right now, can you speak about the war for the soul of this country that's happening right now and really...
Can you speak about the war for the soul of the country?
It's George Washington level. Hey, you're into some George Washington level shit.
This is Illuminati bullshit. This is him thinking, you know, it's the global conspiracy that he used to think Donald Trump was part of.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I have it on tape, but at one point I don't have a clip of it. At one point he says that he wasn't on board with the whole Donald. He thought Donald was part of the world global domination Illuminati, and then his son, turned him on to Donald Trump. He thinks Donald's the real deal. He thinks he's
Daddy,
out to help the country.
Daddy,
blah, blah.
Have you heard of Donald Trump? His son. Do you think Alex Jones' son goes to special
batshit crazy
finishing school or something? Prep school.
Yeah,
probably a fancy elite 1%er boarding school.
Right. I'm sure he's not going trudging down to the local public school.
The shitbag lunatic McGee.
Probably
Alex Jones. Oh yes, totally homeschool.
My wife homeschools our kids.
Right. Do they have a compound?
Oh, I'm sure. Alex Jones.
He has guns too. He's way into guns.
Yeah. Tell people what's happening and commit to people that you want Ross Perot under death threats and step down when you're in the lead 2 months from the election.
Whoa, to Ross Perot apparently is a verb. So he's saying that despite, I know you're getting death threats from the Illuminati.
Oh,
this
yes.
is what he's just saying. He's saying, despite the threats like Ross Perot got. He thinks Ross Perot bailed.
Right.
Because he was getting death threats from the Illuminati.
Who is the Illuminati now? The current Illuminati members?
Beyonce.
Name them. Don't.
And Jay-Z.
Right. Good for you for not for standing up to the Illuminati. John Cougar Mellencamp. Illuminati.
No. Come on.
Cameo.
Maybe at one point.
Remember Cameo? Candy.
The,
word
sure.
up. That artist. Word Illuminati. Up.
Okay. So let me just tell you, Alex. As you know, I'm leading in every poll.
Meanwhile, I guess if we want to give Trump a little credit, he doesn't really bite on this batshittery.
No, but dude, he sits there and he lets Alex say that.
Oh, sure. Right, right. But
that's
he doesn't,
a little disturbing.
But he doesn't say, well, you know, of course,
yes.
we know that I'm being threatened and attacked. He's like, well, I'm leading in the polls.
Actually, is anybody coming after him, Trump?
No.
The Illuminati? Are you sure?
Is
Robert
poll.
Redford coming the, after him?
Well, the mainstream Republican leadership is.
Right.
There's nothing that terrifies them more than the possibility of Trump winning.
Is Scott Baio still in the Illuminati? Yes or no?
Who?
Scott Baio, my friend.
Who?
From of Joni and Love's Chachi fame.
My point. Who?
Don't be coy.
State, I'm leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the SEC, Texas. I'm leading in Texas, which I love. I love Texas. You know, we were there. Mark Cuban called up. He said, do you want to use the arena? I used it. We filled it up in 3 or 4 days, 20,000 people. In Mobile, Alabama, we had 35,000 people. We had 20,000 in Oklahoma. I'm so into this. And I'm not into it. You know, I could do other things that I would enjoy doing, to be honest with you.
No, you're doing a dangerous mission. We understand that.
It's not an easy thing. But the key is make America great again. We can make America great again, but if
God, we can make America great again.
Blah, 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 blah.
By the way, Twitter just told us that there has already been 351 mass shootings.
Oh, yeah.
So far this year.
I saw that earlier. Does that count the one today?
I don't know. I mean, 351. I mean, does it even make a difference? I mean, so many. So many guns. I don't care what color the fucking shooters were.
Yeah, 334 days.
Shooters.
334 days this year so far. And 351 mass shootings.
Damn.
And I'm not sure if that's from the Washington Post. I saw that earlier. I think I might have seen. Yeah, that was from the 30th. So that was from 2 days ago. So that number goes up in the past 2 days.
Terrifying.
There may have been more. I don't know if there were any. Because, you know, it's more than two people is a mass shooting. Even though they don't count that. They only count mass shootings if people are killed, right? You could shoot 100 people, and if only one dies, they're not going to categorize it as a fucking mass shooting in some of these listings.
We got to get down to brass tacks.
It's just crazy. Oh, we're up to 355 just a few days later. Here's
The
Washington Post followed up. It says the San Bernardino shooting today is the second one today in the United States and the 355th of the year. Congratulations, America.
Everything's going great, by the way.
In the early morning hours today, one person was killed, three were injured, so they are counting in this. This is the Washington Post. They are counting just a multiple shooting. In Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, one person killed, three injured in an incident.
Savannah?
This morning. So the second mass shooting of the day. And still going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming up on
horrible.
The top of the hour here. If you're listening to us live, 3 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 6 out on the East Coast on Wednesday, this hump day, ladies and gentlemen, with breaking news going as the active shooting
this just in.
Situation in San Bernardino. The last we heard was 14 dead, at least that number, and plus injured.
Right.
And as far as I know, no suspects. Latest update. Police are still sweeping the IRC, the Inland Regional Center is the name of the facility.
Okay. Of the Inland Empire. The Inland Empire, if it ain't bad enough. God.
They found one, quote, suspicious package.
Package.
Which we heard earlier on the scanner being identified as a device. I don't know if that's just the way they said.
And we also heard the DOD was inspecting.
Yeah, was it the DOD? It sounded, we don't know.
We don't know because these hard cops to hear, are yeah. little mumble mouths. They, like they got marbles in their mouths.
No trace of the attackers that have so far, they say 14 dead, 14 injured. Survivors are being interviewed by San Bernardino police and federal agents. And interestingly enough, I'm hearing on the scanner right now.
Oh, shit.
That they're telling the families of the people that the victim survivors or anybody that they think might be there to go to something called the Hernandez Center. So if you're listening to what the hell are you doing listening to us in San Bernardino?
Right.
If you're listening by any stretch of the imagination to us and you're involved or you know anybody involved, it's the Hernandez Center.
And please, if you're going to go on any buy anything from Amazon, please go to crabdiving.com and access our portal, right. please. We get a little bit of what it won't cost you a thing. Yes.
Segue.
Right. By the way, good news. There was a wombat rescued in Tasmania. A fisherman rescued a wombat. It was drowning in water. Did you see that story?
No, I did not.
I put it on Facebook. Look at this cute little wombat being rescued by this fisherman guy.
I don't know what a wombat is.
It's like
a giant fuzzy thing, right?
I don't know. I didn't know a wombat. I thought wombats were bullshit because I thought that wasn't. Isn't there a line in the first Star Wars movie?
Womp rat.
A womp rat. I used to take out womp rats with my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than a few meters.
Yeah, that's not...
similar to the Death Star's hole.
That's not...
shooter hole.
That's not one of those.
No, that's a... Those are big. That's 250 pounds. Can you believe that right. fucking thing? That can swim. It's 250 pounds.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize they were that big.
Yeah, I didn't either. I reckon he was about 200... Oh, never mind. He was 250 to 300 yards offshore.
Oh, it's not like it's a great white of fucking.
I know. I was just thinking like a 300-pound wombat. Head fuzzy hills.
Do you want to finish up the Trump stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Or just do the wombat story for the rest of the afternoon? Let's do Trump.
It's eating away at our country. And we can make, in my opinion, we can make America greater than ever before. But we have to get going. It has to happen. We have to get going. And, you know, when you look at the vision, I said Iraq, you agreed with me on Iraq. I said hit the oil. I said a lot of things that turned out to be true, 100% true. And I'm giving credit. I'm giving credit by some people. Some people refuse to acknowledge it. You know, they refuse to say.
No, you've been absolutely on target. So what I'm asking is, though, can you speak to the crossroads we're at right now, though? Because you've talked about it. Are we at a crossroads to decide whether this country's done or whether we go to the next level?
Well, what the hell is he going to say? No.
This country's done.
Listen to what a shitty journalist Alex Jones is.
I know. Listen, I'm sorry, Alex. The country's done. We aren't going to go to the next level. This is the only level we're ever going to be at. Get used to this level. We'll never be at the next one.
God, I got to say, if you own a black SUV,
you're fucked
in San Bernardino.
I'm sorry for you.
Go home, park it in the garage, because I'm just hearing about somebody who just got pulled over,
right,
in a black Suburban. It just seems like every black SUV is gonna probably gonna get a pretty good look.
Well, don't you think that's the terrorists? That's what they were thinking. Like, you know, we'll get the black SUV. Everybody has a black SUV.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like, not like a neon green Volkswagen bus or anything.
Why didn't they take a Lyft after a shooting? I mean, you know, to make up a Lyft account and then.
Here's the rest.
Well, I think that if we don't get it right this time, I think this is going to be the most important election our country's ever had. I mean, you'd have to say Washington was right there. You know, the couple of pretty.
George Washington was right there. This is the most important election we've ever had. You know, George Washington.
That was our first president. He says this election's more important than that election.
That was an important election, you know. That was an important one.
I mean, if you can, this is a very weird thing to say, but before nuclear weapons, I mean, there was all of our elections are more important than the ones before we had nukes, right? Because any president we could elect could go just launch a fucker, right? Blow some shit up.
Yeah.
That's why this Trump guy's scary. He's nuts. Do you want him in charge of the nuclear football?
Oh, God,
football?
No. Oh, Jesus, no.
I'm beginning to sound like I have tinfoil hat on, but I don't give a shit. These Republicans scare the fuck out of me.
Well, it's true.
We don't know what they're going to do, who they're going to blow up. They're so violent and
Even if, hateful. You know, he's going to have advisors, obviously, and all that shit. Do you want to, I don't want the advisors to have to talk the president down.
Well, we don't know who would advise Trump.
Right. I don't want them to being say, you know, oh, God, he's asking for the football again. Now he's pissed at Putin. He wants to drop a nuke on Crimea.
Let me tell you something. You think Trump is going to be the crazy one in the room with his advisors. We don't know that.
Well, that's true.
He could be the sane one with a bunch of crazy advisors.
That's true.
We don't fucking know. It's terrifying.
Important elections, right? But this is certainly in the modern era, this is the most important election our country's ever had. If we don't get it right, if we put another one of these people in, like Hillary, I mean, she's so corrupt. She is so corrupt. And she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And frankly, her greatest legacy, she was a horrible Secretary of State. If she runs, I think her greatest legacy will be that she got out of the email scandal. That's what I think. It'll be one of the greatest jobs I've ever seen of getting out of a scandal, because General Petraeus and many others, I mean, their lives have been destroyed for doing 5% of what she did.
That's right.
So she shouldn't be allowed to run. But, you know, the recent Fox poll that just came down 2 days ago has me beating her head to head, which is very interesting and very good.
Fox poll.
I got to tell you something. Maybe I'm just being a super sensitive liberal ninny face, but if I'm running for president and I'm, you know, do you really want to say that you're beating a woman? Did you hear what he said? I'm beating her. I'm beating her in all the polls.
Like an ISIS bride.
Yeah, he sounds weird, Trump. I mean, I know what you mean, but still, God, don't you? I don't know. You suck.
And beating her soundly head to head. But we have to get it right. Our country can be absolutely, we can turn it around. But I would agree with you. If we don't get it right this time, I'm not sure if you go another 4 or 8 years with the insanity and the stupidity of these leaders, I'm not sure you're going to be able to turn it around anymore. I think it could be over.
Well, there you go. We're fucked. If you don't elect me, we're fucked.
Got it.
It's not going to turn it around. And Alex Jones is like, oh, yeah, yeah. Say it again. Say we're doomed again. Oh.
Imagine if we had a president who, when he went up to address the American people right before he did it, he made fun of a disabled person.
Oh, sure.
Mercilessly. Right. Could you imagine the embarrassment? Yeah. Jeez.
If you elect me, I'm going to bring back the word retard.
Yeah.
It's a lovely word. You can't use it. All this PC stuff. We retards.
Imagine the things he'll say.
Free the N-word.
I think the George Bush Jr. gaffes, amazing, right? Just amazing. But it's just a buffoon tripping over his words, kind of fucking things up all the time, fucking his lines up.
Yeah.
But Trump, if Trump's president, will we get an N-word? Will he say the N-word?
And
will
we, no, will he, I don't will think he, he'll, really, not out loud, I mean.
I don't get your reasoning, because he's done some. I mean, he said Mexicans were rapists. He said John McCain was a loser.
But he loves the blacks.
Oh yes,
and the blacks love him.
I have many black friends.
Like he ended up of the 100 pastors that were going to endorse him on Monday. Yeah. He got one.
Yeah, that's the best. They all got together. Wait. I'm sorry. We're endorsing you. Are you out of your fucking mind?
And Omarosa stood next to him, but she didn't officially endorse him.
Omarosa.
She's a minister now.
She was
she was on Survivor, right? God. And then she did she win Celebrity Apprentice? She was on Celebrity Apprentice.
I think she was a runner up, Pat.
And but now she's a minister.
Fuck her. Oh yes, please. A minister. Isn't she the
another
homophobic asshole? Wasn't that Omarosa? She's a big homophobic dick face.
Is she?
Look it up. That's what she's famous for. She's famous for some homophobic thing she said.
She was standing next to Trump and that one pastor that seems to like him.
God, if I'm running for if I'm running for president, I would be like, oh, okay, what endorsements do we have lined up for me today? Do we have anybody that's, say, not famous for being on reality television?
Yeah.
Are you hearing things in your ear? Is there a development? We're monitoring the police scanner of San Bernardino. There could be a breaking news here.
About a high rate of speed in a parking lot.
Oh, shit.
Eastbound on Shore Road at a high rate of speed. Something's going on right now in San Bernardino. They're chasing somebody.
Oh, shit.
So we'll keep you formed. What's going on there? Here's the end of the Alex Jones stuff.
Donald Trump, the man in the arena, his new book, we're going to talk about in a moment, is exposing the fact this country is being sabotaged by design. Specifically, I don't want to bring up detractors. And it's a question I had early on, but then I did more research, and I understand that you really do want to save this country where your children and grandchildren live, but let's expand on this. There are certain pundits out there saying you played golf with Bill Clinton, and so you had to do business in New York, so you said nice things about Hillary. I get keeping your enemies closer when you're not, in politics. I get it. I understand. I think that's what you did. But tell us specifically, and I don't think this now. I've seen it.
Oh, God. How can he talk?
Well, yeah.
And lick an old man's ball sack at the same time.
I was going to praise the Donald. I was going to say, I've never heard anyone suck a dick and have better diction.
Right.
I mean, if these cops on the police scanner enunciated like Trump did while he was sucking off Alex's Jones, big white, InfoWars dick, my God, the world would be a better place. I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
I know you're for real. You wouldn't be saying the things you're doing. They're scared of you. The whole system's coming out against you. But promise us that you're not going to drop out at the key moment, keeping all the other Republicans out of view, and then Hillary races to the head or Jeb Bush does. Because as you know, folks are claiming you're a Clinton operative.
Are claiming you're a Clinton operative.
Oh, yes. God. Idiots like Alex Jones are claiming he's a Clinton operative. I mean, nobody really believes that, right? I mean, Donald Trump is too much of an egomaniac to be just a puppet for Clinton, right? I mean, and also, that's insane.
You know, I've never heard that. I heard it actually a few months ago, but I've hit her hard.
He contradicts himself in two sentences. You know, I never heard that.
I mean, I've heard that.
Wait, I heard that a few months ago.
Wait, have you heard it or did you not hear it?
Harder than anybody times 10, if you look at this.
You have.
I was a businessman. You know, I've only been a politician for 5 months. I hate to use the term because, it's all...
You're a statesman.
But I've just...
I hate
my
you.
God.
You're a statesman. You're a statesman.
Did he actually say that he's been under more scrutiny than anyone else running for president? Is that the point he was trying to make? Because like we said before, Howard Dean yelled loudly and was gone.
Right.
Like he never fucking existed. Donald Trump
has insulted everybody.
Mexicans are rapists. He's right. Leading in the fucking polls. Can't, you know what I mean?
You're a statesman.
But I've just been doing this for a very short period of time. I was establishment. I was like a guy like you would say Trump is total establishment. And I was a big donor to a lot of different Republicans. But over the years, I've given to Democrats. I've given to Republicans. I've given to everybody because I had an obligation. I was a businessman. One of the magazines recently called me a world-class businessman. The truth is I did. I built an unbelievable.
Oh, no. Holy shit. Sorry.
He's a world-class businessman, by the way.
Sorry, breaking news.
Okay.
Shots fired from the car that they're chasing in San Bernardino right now. I'm not sure if it's related to the terror situation at the place.
What?
But they're currently chasing
A
suspect in a car.
Yeah.
And the one cop just said shots fired out the back window.
Oh, shit, man.
So there's something going on in San Bernardino right now, a car chase, which may or may not be related to the shooting, ladies and gentlemen. Exciting shit happening.
I mean, how could it not be? Is San Bernardino that much of a shithole? It's got a shooting. It's got two shootings in one day. Oh, my.
That's crazy. That's what's going on there. And I think that might be the end of... No, there's a few more seconds here left of Alex Jones with Donald Trump.
A lot of different Republicans, but over the years, I've given to Democrats, I've given to Republicans, I've given to everybody because I had an obligation. I was a businessman. One of the magazines recently called me a world-class businessman. The truth is I did. I built an unbelievable company, tremendous assets, not only that, iconic assets.
What a tremendous asset.
You want to see my tremendous asset?
Yeah, tremendous. Amazing.
Iconic. My asset is iconic. What do you think about that?
It's a walking thesaurus of massive adjectives.
My asset can walk on its own.
Unbelievable company, tremendous assets, tremendous, not only that, iconic assets, very little debt, tremendous cash flow. It's a great company. And by the way, people now see how good when I did the filing. Everyone said, oh, he'll never file, he'll never file. It's almost 100 pages long, and it's an unbelievable company. So I built it, which, by the way, the reason I say that, that's the kind of thinking our country needs. But
oh, God, that's about it. What about
all the fucking bankruptcies and shit like that? Is that not germane? The fact that if he just would have left his daddy's money in the bank, he'd have more money than he does.
Oh, well, his personal wealth. Yeah, they figured out that if he would have just put that cash into just a regular old kind of fund, he would have more money right now than he would.
So why didn't
all of his brilliant business manitude?
Why not do that?
But then he wouldn't have all those buildings with his name on it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna. Who knows what he's going to put a big shiny T on the front of the White House?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised there's not a Trump arena. Isn't there a Trump sports
towers.
Arena?
The Trump Towers. I don't know if he owns a sports arena. Mm. Don't know.
He's going to own a country. Great.
Yeah. So there you go this morning, ladies and gentlemen, before all the drama in San Bernardino, Alex Jones interviewed, and he was trending on the Twitter, by the way. Tweet us at Crab Diving.
Trending on Twitter.
He was, Alex Jones was trending on the Twitter, having nabbed that very important interview with Donald Trump. What a hard-hitting interview, huh?
Jeez.
Wow.
I mean, all Alex Jones did was try to get him to tell him that the end times were coming. He just wanted, Alex Jones wanted Trump to agree with him that yes, the zombie apocalypse is right around the fucking corner. That's all he wanted out of that fucking interview. Jeez. By the way, trending on Twitter, San Bernardino. We love you, Liam. We love you, Liam. Is that fucking One Direction?
Yeah, Liam? Probably one of them.
Oh, my God. 12-year-olds, please get off Twitter. You're killing me. Oh, my God. It is that One Direction guy. We love you, Liam. Why? Look here. He's dressed like a tiger. At Real Liam Payne, you deserve everything and more. I wish I could hug and protect you from everything. Hashtag, we love you, Liam.
I hate to interrupt that breaking news, Ryan. This is amazing, though. I'm listening to one of the pursuing police yelling. I mean, he's like, shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. With what's going on in San Bernardino right now.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So I wonder.
So they're chasing these dudes down or something?
They're chasing somebody.
Yeah.
They're asking for some roads to be shut down.
Where's Queefer? Sutherland. Is he involved? Sorry.
I don't know if he is. God, nothing's too soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it just seems like an episode of 24. I'm desensitized. That's horrible.
Meanwhile, the other. Yeah, right now flashing on the screen is British MPs vote in favor of launching airstrikes against ISIS. So All kinds of fun shit happening, ladies and gentlemen. World War III starting over in the Mideast.
Rick Ross trending on Twitter. About what? I don't know. He's a musician, for those of you not in the know. Famous for lots of songs.
So I've got, I got to pull this thing out of my ear because I'm fucking up the show here.
No, you're not. I think this is interesting coverage. You know, who else has the police scanner going? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm listening to shots.
Ah. Be careful.
Now I'm hearing cops yelling, hold your fire, hold your fire.
Oh, fuck.
What's a bear cat? They've requested a bear cat. They said bear cat's on the way.
Bear cat.
I wonder if that's some kind of armored vehicle
or
something.
It's a robot. It's not a real bear. Not a bear that was responsible for the rape of Leonardo DiCaprio in that horrible movie coming out Christmas. They're deploy the bear cat.
It really sounds. Like, I wonder if I can.
Oh yeah, play it on our.
People hear this.
Oh yeah, how would you do that? Do you plug? Well, why would you?
That might work.
Plug that thing into your phone. The jack going into the.
That might. No, I don't know if that. We'll try this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we can.
We're trying some bullshit right now. Oh, I hear it.
Maybe you'll be able to hear this. I don't know if this is going through. Oh, wait. I don't think you can hear that, ladies and gentlemen. Now maybe you might be able to hear it.
Right now we have one down outside the car, one down inside the car. Or, well, we don't know. Hold on. And then from what we understand, is one's on the run.
Copy. 40K, any update?
This is live, ladies and gentlemen. This is the police scanner from San Bernardino, California.
Door 11, 40 King. Do you see anybody running?
As apparently, there was... I'm not sure if these are the
okay,
suspects.
Okay, we need medical aid.
From the terror
They're
earlier.
They're staging at...
But they are... they have apparently chased Quahu. Them down. Shots were fired, we heard.
10-9. I'm looking for Officer Quahu.
At one point, when I was listening...
Affirm, Bearcats on the way.
Bearcats on the way again. At one point, I was listening...
They have a 21 resident. He is advising their 97 on the rescue.
I definitely heard shots being fired. I heard one of the cops yelling, hold your
You're
phone.
You're not going to get the Bearcat down, San Bernardino.
They can't get the Bearcat down?
Sam 6, the officer on scene. I need an officer to escort Quahu westbound.
Breaking feed, ladies and gentlemen, from San Bernardino Police Scanner.
14, where's the officer down? I have a rescue helicopter that wants to land and help.
10-4.
722, he's at San Bernardino and Shedden, and it looks like a ricochet, so we don't need a rescue helicopter.
40K, copy.
The,
14, copy.
X-ray 3, it's Officer Quahu, he's code 4, do not need an extra... we just need that Bearcat eastbound so we can move up on his vehicle so you can get another set to secure that southbound perimeter with the guy running.
Wow, so there's a guy running. There's
Stand
a guy,
board 40 King have visual on this.
This, ladies and gentlemen,
negative, 40 King.
Can't be any more breaking news.
Did you ever see the guy running on Golden Alley?
For you.
The man, we've been overhead. I have not seen anybody running.
This is the live
Copy,
police feed
that was one report only from
right
a citizen.
In San Bernardino, California, breaking as apparently shots were fired from a car that they were chasing. The car apparently pulled over. There were more shots fired. Sounds like there's somebody down, police down. One suspect ran away. They're trying to secure the car. They're trying to bring something called...
A Bearcat.
I got it too, yeah.
Did you Google image Bearcat?
The next generation armored response and rescue vehicle. The Bearcat provides 50 caliber armor protection.
Oh my.
With a high ground clearance.
Ooh, perfect. Did you see the other Bearcats?
The DOT. Southbound from the vehicle.
Something inside. I heard one down in
Jerry,
the street.
Where are you? Kevin, I got somebody here at the scene. It was on Redland PD's channel. Redland PD is supposedly saying they saw him.
Oh, shit. Do you know there's an animal called a bearcat?
Can you open the DVD, please?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
5 Edward Robert Sam, 940. And they're asking if CHP can meet with them to assist with the TC portion. We are too busy right now.
So
I copy.
Yeah, this is the breaking news from the San Bernardino police scanner. You're listening, apparently.
And I got 34 information. We do have citizens calling in saying they're in the middle of that, so it may be a citizen.
Okay,
X-ray 3. So far, check in with the first guys on scene here. Nobody was seen running southbound from the vehicle.
See, this is what happens with breaking news, because now...
We don't know.
Right. I mean, a minute ago, it was, oh my God, somebody was running away, and then this guy's like, no, look, nobody was running away. So that's what happens when a scene is has gone crazy. There definitely were shots, though. I heard that shit before we switched...
You could hear it?
...to the live... Yeah.
Holy shit.
You could hear the cop... the mic was hot, and you could hear bang, 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 and then he was yelling, hold your fire, hold your fire.
Oh my God.
Again, we'll see...
Bearcat.
What's going on? Why is Pasadena trending on the Twitter too?
Because there was an incident in Pasadena unrelated to the Bearcat thing, or the San Bernardino Bearcat. This Bearcat thing, man, I've never I didn't know there was such an animal called a Bearcat. My screen is just filled with these little things. They're scary looking. Look at that.
It's kind of rodent. It looks like a rodent fucked a bear.
It looks like a big...
or a cat fucked a bear, maybe. What else is... I don't know what else to talk about. It's hard
How big do these fuckers get, this bear cat? Let me see.
48 pounds, it says here.
Wait, where are you on Wikipedia?
I just saw a picture of one. Anyway.
You know, there was a... I'm so sorry. You know, there's a 1922 film, The Bear Cat, starring... Listen to the name of this actor. Hoot Gibson.
Well, I think I've heard of him before.
You've heard of Hoot?
I think I've heard that name before.
Hoot I've never Gibson. Heard of Hoot. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia. What do you think about that?
I've got... God, there's all kinds of stuff blasting and going on right now.
It's crazy, man. We live in a crazy fucking world.
We do.
Bearcat.
Did you hear the... Speaking of guns.
Oh, yes. My favorite.
You know, this last weekend was Black Friday.
Why has it got to be black?
And according to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, we have a new record, Ryan.
Oh, do we,
Pat? 185,000 plus requests on November 27th, one of the largest retail sales days in the country. There was a 5% increase over last year's.
Oh, wow.
The previous high was in 2012, so we broke a record this year for gun sales on Black Friday.
Oh, good for us. Woo-hoo! Congratulations, everyone.
Congratulations, nice ladies work, and gentlemen.
Stupid.
We're so proud.
I'm very proud. I'm mucho proud.
I've got the NRA.
Oh, my
before today.
Don't make fun of the NRA today, okay? There's no reason to. It's not their fault the shooting happened.
In a December 1st article, so yesterday, in their online magazine,
okay,
America's First Freedom.
Your first freedom.
Second Amendment, first freedom, apparently.
Your first freedom that God gave you, the right to own an M5 carbine.
The NRA attacked a petition that was created by the National Gun Victims Action Council.
Oh, my. People that were actually wounded or shot with a gun. This is who they're attacking. Nice.
There's apparently the petition is asking President Obama to declare gun violence an epidemic under the National Emergencies Act.
Okay.
They don't like that.
No.
Obviously.
What do they, wait, do they like gun violence?
The NRA?
Oh, I mean, it seems like they do.
Well, only if it's red-blooded good guys with guns killing bad guys, Ryan.
Why do you have to call it gun violence? Why not just violence?
The title says, The Real Epidemic.
Yes.
Extreme anti-gun groups.
Oh, yes. That's the problem. It really is. These moms against gun violence, huge problem. Horrible, horrible problem in this country. Terrible.
The National Gun Victims Action Council is petitioning President Obama to declare the gun violence epidemic a national state of emergency. The group's suggested solution includes, among other things, looking at requirements for... Listen.
This is fucking ridiculous.
I'm dropping character for a second. Listen to the things that they consider horrible things. Includes, among other things, looking at requirements for concealed carry.
Oh, my God.
Holding parents accountable as accomplices when their children cause harm with their parents' guns.
Oh, my God. Oh, I see. They fuck them. That's ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous.
And appointing a commission to address this, quote, man-made public health epidemic, all while excluding members of, quote, gun lobbies from participation in the commission. So they're all
upset. Gun lobby.
Their fifis are hurt because they weren't invited to be on some council.
For some reason, the NRA doesn't understand why they aren't invited to the gun control party.
It's unclear whether this council, this Gun Victims Action Council, is aware that a state of national emergency cannot suspend any part of the Constitution.
Boy.
The sole exception being the habeas corpus clause. So they put it in the parentheses.
No,
except the habeas corpus clause.
Oh, yeah, not a big deal.
This Congressional Research Service report provides, they attach some report.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And it says what powers are permissible constitutionally to declare something a national emergency.
Well, I mean, 300 more, there's been more than one person shot a day this year, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. Shit, a ton more than that.
You're
talking mass shootings only, more than one a day. You talk about single shootings, one-offs, you lose count.
I mean, if this thing in San Bernardino, if it's Muslim terrorists, oh my God, the NRA is going to lose their mind. They're going to say all the white people that facility should have had sidearms.
You want to check in, see what's going on?
Oh yeah,
in the
let's
scanner?
See. Absolutely.
I don't know if anything's happening. We'll just keep talking. Advised radio system, I couldn't hear what he said.
Imperial troops have entered the base. Name the movie. Imperial troops have entered the base.
Steel Magnolias.
Okay. And let's look for back up. Last unit, your traffic.
That's it. How did you get that?
We've got...
the SO units on Almond have one in custody.
One in custody? Did you hear that?
Oh, shit.
Copy it.
Damn. Still in contact with whoever saw this guy running on Almond.
SDSO has one in custody on Almond.
Now, again, we're not...
Yeah, it looks like he's probably going to be uninvolved.
Uninvolved, somebody else. We're not, so whoever they have in custody looks like it was uninvolved, they say. So we're not sure, again, who they were chasing. There were shots fired, though.
Right.
The one police officer we heard said there were shots fired out the back window at them as they were chasing them.
Oh, shit.
And then
man.
I heard at the shots over the mic and the cop yelling, hold your fire, hold your fire.
Right.
So something went down, the police
definitely
in San Bernardino, whether or not it is exactly related to the terror situation over at that center. We don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, one would have to assume probably
we
some
know what
shit's
you
going
know.
Down.
We're getting this real time. We're trying our best. Please.
This is you were listening to the police scanner as it's happening, ladies and gentlemen, here at a little after 3:25-ish or so, 3:30-ish.
Oh, shit.
On the Western Coast on this Wednesday. Dateline, December 2nd, 2015.
The year of our Lord. Fuck you.
I didn't get to the news headlines, but shit.
I mean, what do you think the headlines
What do you think the headlines the be?
Did we check the HuffPo?
What?
We checked Drudge, right? Didn't we check Drudge? I felt like we looked at Drudge to see what they said.
Drudge said terror.
Right.
In San Bernardino, 14 dead.
And HuffPo is going with the wombat rescue story in Tasmania.
And the HuffPo...
wombat.
The HuffPo mass shooting, 14 dead suspects at large, it says.
Yeah. That wombat is cute. I bet it's a little fucker, though. 300 pounds. My God.
I thought it wasn't really 300 pounds. It was 300 yards away.
300 yards away.
So as this is still breaking, we'll keep our eyes peeled and keep our ears peeled on what's going on over with the breaking news in San Bernardino.
You never know, man. We might see these terrorists drive by our facilities here. I mean, we're in the area, aren't we? We're in the blast radius.
Well, an hour away.
You never know.
If they've got a bomb that big, then we're all
fucked.
I've got we'll save that for Faithless Friday, maybe. I can't do that story.
What story is it?
Well, it's just too. It's a ridiculously stupid funny story.
Oh, do it. It's okay.
There's people being shot.
Well,
right
what
now.
Are we supposed to do? I mean, we're listening,
right?
We didn't do it.
Well, it was some women who were arrested flying with sex toys in their vaginas.
Why?
That were molded cocaine.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God. How do you...
Exactly.
How do you even... Shit. These Benoit balls are actually heroin.
Yeah, jeez. They were caught hiding cocaine molded as sex toys in their vaginas.
Oh, that's... that's not funny.
They're being sent, arrested in Guyana for drug trafficking charges.
That probably ain't funny at all.
Listen to this. This is the New York Daily News. It says, Wheeler, one of them was caught with 88 grams of coke, sentenced to 48 months behind bars in Guyana.
What's it like there this time of
fine.
Year? Nice.
And then the other woman, according to the New York Daily News, had an impressive 298 grams.
Oh my
up
God.
In there.
Up in there. What was it shaped as?
She
what
was
kind
fine.
Of,
I don't have a picture nor a diagram.
That's the most important thing. I want to know what sex toy. Well, I mean, really, were they all dildos? I mean, were they like plugs?
Well, you they were up in there. What I mean,
the
there's not a lot of.
Was molded into sex
it's
toys.
It's not going to be the shape of a Volkswagen or anything. Or.
yeah, that's true.
50 months in the clink for the person with the apparently rather cavernous hoo-ha.
Jeez.
And $1,300 fine for her. So,
well, be careful out there, guys.
Be careful out there, guys.
It's a dangerous world.
I wonder if there was a plastic coating over it or something. Or were there... caves of wonder absorbing some of the cocaine as they were going along.
You're wondering what the science is like.
Well, yeah.
What would Bill Nye say? Get Bill Nye on the phone, Kate. We want to ask him about these cocaine dildos.
Right. Well, the internet's saying that those are the suspects.
Oh, okay.
That we were just listening to on the scanner.
By the way, we love you, Liam. Still trending on Twitter. We love you, Liam, more than anything.
It's really important.
Wanted to thank One Direction for everything they've done for this country, for this planet.
It's not Liam Neeson.
You know, I don't fucking know. I have no idea. It says we love you, Liam, I assumed. Who loves Liam Neeson? I mean, somebody
hashtag Syria
something.
Vote right yeah. after San Bernardino. So at least the top two news stories.
Do you think Liam
are
Neeson
are worthy of being
oh, yeah.
trending and then fucking we love you, Liam?
Liam Neeson, good actor, yes or no?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Liam Neeson.
What's your favorite movie of his? Nell?
God, I wouldn't have even named that one. I couldn't even remember he was in that one.
Oh, my God, he was. He was the one that interpreted Nell. Nell would be like, chickatee, pie, tie in the wind, blah, 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 blah.
Tree in the wind.
Die. And then he would say, Nell's hungry. Nell wants to go outside. Right. How do you know? Nell wants a walk.
Completely lying. Could have been.
Who knows what Nell wants? Fuck Nell. She's irritating with that voice.
Crab diving follow up, ladies and gentlemen. Before we, I'll drift back over and see what the latest is happening in San Bernardino. But
crab diving follow up.
Crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Hey, leave us a nice review.
Is this more of the DiCaprio bear rape story?
No, surprisingly, there's no more about that.
No.
That's
the best story.
This is the right wing nut job armed.
Yay.
John Ritzheimer.
Nine.
The lunatic anti-Muslim activist who had organized, Draw Muhammad Cartoon Days and Let's Protest a Mosque bullshit. And,
what a fucking dick.
So the FBI was trying to find him because he had posted a video on the YouTubes and on Facebook.
Crab diving on YouTube.
Complaining about a newspaper in New York.
Yes.
Put out by a Muslim community that had... called him the American Taliban or something. That's what he was angry about.
This guy's a little bitch.
So he's so he was waving his gun around this video and he cocks it, racks racks around and says, I'm gonna go and talk to them face to face for saying I'm American Taliban. So
God.
I guess the FBI issued an alert for agencies to keep an eye on this lunatic.
He's nuts. He has a gun. Great.
Well, now it appears that he was pulled over by the popo.
Yes.
By state troopers.
Ooh.
Who ultimately let him go.
Oh, okay.
I mean, really, there's what?
No.
What has he done? He didn't officially make a threat.
I don't give a shit. You got to pull him over and you got to put him somewhere until he cools down. At least he's got these guns, dude. It's dangerous. Don't you think? Don't you got to put him in the clink or a rubber room or something?
Oh, this guy's terrifying.
Yeah. Lock him up.
He was interviewed on TV. Now they found him. They asked me why I was coming to New York. He said when he was pulled over, I told them I was going to protest a Muslim group, but I was also helping my friend move to New Hampshire.
Oh, also he said he was going to catch rent.
He stopped using his credit cards, and he turned off his cell phone to avoid being tracked by the law enforcement.
Holy fuck, he's nuts.
He said, it was that point that I hung up and went off the grid.
Ooh, I turned off my cell phone, and I'm using cash? Wow, what a big scary man he is. Oh, look at me.
He and his friend...
Yeah, fuck off!
He says they stopped along the way at several mosques.
Oh, great.
Along the way that he claimed were engaged in radical activities.
Yeah, because he knows. He knows, by the way. He's checking up. He's done his homework, his research.
Oh, sure.
He's so well-read. He's so brilliant.
I'm sure it's been totally vetted.
Yeah, vetted.
He says he intended to confront staffers at the Islamic Post newspaper who described him as, quote, the American Taliban.
Staffers.
I believe there's an evil infiltration going on in our country, he said. He said he did not intend to threaten harm to anyone.
Oh, okay.
But jeez. Only intends to, quote, lay into them.
Ooh.
To dispute the comparison to Islamic militants. See, he's all pissed off.
I'm going to lay into
How
you.
Dare they compare him to the people that he loathes the most?
Fuck you, boy.
I'm going to get all upset and cry and drive to New York and yell at you.
I'm going
to
lay into you.
They told him, state troopers said that when he enters New York, he's going to be stopped because it's illegal to bring firearms into the state.
Oh, shit.
He said.
Right. What do you do with that arsenal, you idiot?
He talked to an FBI agent. He said the FBI agent was polite, but he complained that the trooper would not work with him and was repeatedly interrupting him.
Ooh.
They basically told me they would violate my rights, so I turned off my phone and took cash out of my account so they couldn't track me.
Oh, my God. You're not Steve McQueen or Jack Bauer.
He was sneaking into New York. He was taking guns into New York illegally.
Yeah. What a creep.
He would not say whether he entered New York, but they say he must have because he eventually reached his destination in New Hampshire, and unless he vaulted over New York, he had to drive through.
So then he got to New Hampshire, turned on all the shit, went to an ATM.
Now he's back on Facebook and yeah.
Oh, I see.
A friend who is active with the Arizona militia.
Oh, great.
Posted a video of himself with Ritzheimer standing outside FBI offices Sunday in Phoenix.
Okay.
Where they mocked federal agents' inability to keep track of him.
Oh, my God.
The funny thing we should mention, if the FBI lost track of a well-known American citizen who's been in various media publications, how is it they're going to keep track of Syrian refugees? He says.
Oh, my God.
Well, put trackers on him. Like, like Donald Trump says, right?
No, like Chris Christie says, like he would a FedEx package.
Exactly.
That's what didn't he say that?
Right. You could track FedEx packages.
Fucking asshole bridge closing flesh couch.
He says that he intends to travel again to New York, but he says that this visit will be unannounced.
Oh my God. So that's the latest. Just put him in a camp, please. Yeah. People like that.
And then interestingly,
scary.
Here's, NBC, NBC, I would expect this from like InfoWars or Breitbart or WND, but the headline at, well, this is Arizona.
Creepy.
NBC. This is local Arizona, so.
Okay.
They're probably nuts. Arizona veteran confirms he was subject of FBI alert.
Oh, shit. Ah, come on.
That's the headline on the fucking NBC site. Not a lunatic off the rails, raging,
a crazy gun,
tattooed, shaved head, white supremacist, xenophobe,
marginal motherfucker,
fearmonger.
This guy gets all the benefit of the doubt. He's a freedom fighter, an activist.
John Ritzheimer is no stranger to controversy. The former Marine has organized armed protests outside a Phoenix mosque. He has been on local and national news trumpeting his anti-Islamic views.
He's a total fucking nutball, Pat.
Last week, he traveled across the country to help a friend move.
Oh my God!
Stopping at several mosques along the way. Ritzheimer says the mosques have been identified by some organizations as being radical.
Oh, okay.
He sent 12 News several pictures of him outside the locations. Several of which we had to edit before posting.
Oh, okay.
He's probably wearing his fuck Islam t-shirts all the time.
Mm, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's helping someone move. He's coming all the way from Arizona to help some idiot friend of his in New York move. Okay.
But you notice that's the spin on this NBC story.
I mean, that's insane. That's how they're spinning this? That is nutso.
The Arizona conservative knuckle draggers of the local news there are spinning it. This is Kevin Kennedy, 12 News.
Fuck
Arizona
you.
Veteran confirms he was subject of FBI alert. That poor patriot, Ryan.
Oh, I know. Boy, I tell you what.
Fucking asshole.
Jeez, he sounds like a gun nut. Sounds like a lunatic. If you're not going to marginalize this guy, who the fuck do you marginalize?
Who do you keep an eye on?
Beats the fuck out of me, dude.
He's going to drive across country and I'm going to lay into the editors of the Islamic Times paper.
Ugh.
I'd love to see that. I want to see him go into the offices of the Islamic Times.
An interview.
And lay into them.
Oh, boy.
Somehow I don't think they're going to allow you to open carry, you fuck.
And somehow I don't know that you guys are on the same level mentally, you know?
No.
There's a guy who's the editor of a respectable paper, and what is this guy? He's just a right-wing nut job asshole lunatic?
Who, Ritzheimer? Yeah. He's stupid. He's an anti-Islamic, that's all his fame is. He's an anti-Islam activist.
He's a fucking mental little person.
Didn't he at one point, this is the guy, let's not forget, who wanted to raise money to drive to Michigan.
Yes.
And arrest a senator for like voting for the Iran deal or something.
Right,
remember,
right.
He and the sovereign citizens were going to go to Michigan and arrest her. The only reason they were going to Michigan is because that's the only state where they would allow them to carry their guns or some bullshit like that.
Oh my God.
Then when the Secret
Enough
Service,
with the guns.
Yeah, when the Secret Service visited this moron, was like, you can't do that. Then he backed down. He didn't raise his money for his trip to go arrest some senator.
Jesus Christ.
Sovereign citizen.
I mean, isn't this guy on a list? Should he be allowed to have a gun and just tool around the country with his big stupid fucking gun?
Well, right. No, he's a good guy with a gun, Ryan. He's If this horrible situation in San Bernardino, it turns out to be, jihadi-ish kind of terrorism.
Right.
Then they're going to be like, we need more Ritzheimers. If he would have been if there were some disabled Ritzheimers at this facility, then maybe they would have been able to protect themselves.
I'm just I'm checking on one of my right-wing nut job friends from Georgia on his Facebook page.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
No need to say who this is. Doesn't really matter. Wow, I'm annoyed at both sides of the gun control debate right now. We have an active shooter situation where a number of people have been injured or killed. It may involve multiple bad guys, and no one has been caught yet. That's the sum total of what we actually know. But instead of being concerned with the victims and apprehension of
O'Malley?
Of the predators, one side holds up there more gun control.
God. Well, right. Oh, it's too soon. How dare we politicize this? Give us some fucking time, assholes. Send us a memo when there's 5 minutes between mass shootings that it's okay to talk about mass shootings and the availability
shooting.
Of guns.
And it's a shooting.
Fucking assholes.
I mean, it's a shooting.
Right.
It was done with a gun.
They didn't throw flowers at them until they suffocated.
Right. Let's
ban flowers.
I'm going to say something totally controversial at Vile Experience. Okay. Less guns in this situation would have been a lot better.
Yes.
I know that. I don't mean to jump.
I don't
to
think
conclusions.
That's a stretch. Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't think that's a lot.
So sorry.
One suspect detained, they're saying, in the San Bernardino following reported gun battle with occupants of an SUV. However, there has not yet been confirmation that it was related to the IRC attack. I'm thinking it probably was because now there's an overhead view of it. It looks like a black SUV with the windows all shot the fuck up. SWAT officers starting to approach suspect's SUV. Unclear if anyone was inside. There was a screen cap from a helicopter shot.
Jeez.
So there you go. Still going on. Actually, a few minutes ago, I don't know if this happened. The San Bernardino scanner has a Twitter. It says, one down outside car, one down inside car, one on foot. We need medical aid.
Oh, shit.
Is what I think we heard some of that.
I wonder if those are those suspects or those cops,
that
people?
I think I think there was maybe a cop that was hit at this scene. It's what it sounded like when I was listening. But
I thought they said ricochet or something.
Right. It was a ricochet. So I don't know.
It's weird. You know, when you
breaking news,
I'm just wondering about, I don't know that much about guns because I'm a little liberal ninny fuckface, but on my feet. But say when you're celebrating something and you shoot your gun into the air out of joy.
Yes.
Is it true that the bullet just gets absorbed into the atmosphere and doesn't just evaporate?
No. Surprise. Yeah. Well, actually, there's the lead fairies that live in the stratosphere that
they are my favorite.
Yeah, they love it. They it's like gumdrops to them raining up from the floor of the of the earth.
I just wanted to remind people that when you do that, it eventually it'll hit something or someone. So don't be total cunts.
Well, there's cases of people that are the dead. Because they got hit in the head by a fucking bullet that came down from some asshole.
I celebrate.
Shooting it up in the air to celebrate.
Oh, that's actually a title of a Kurt Vonnegut book. Dead-Eye Dick.
Is it?
This guy Dick shoots a gun up and points his gun to the sky. Shoots. The gun falls right between somebody's eyes in his neighborhood.
There you go.
And so the story starts.
Everything's shooting.
An active squirter.
Yeah, we've only got actually a few minutes left here on the big show today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening.
Right.
Don't forget that
we are within the blast radius
24/7 tonight. Actually, is it part two of the biggest asshole in sports?
I think so.
On the Daily Upper Decker, a brand new Daily Upper Decker sports show tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast, streaming for you guys. And then in a couple of days, it'll be out as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, and of course at crabdiving.com, which is where you should be hanging out all the time.
I think for some reason in this episode of the Decker, there are numerous references to Kathleen Turner.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I have a feeling they're not going to be flattering.
No. And then they talk about who's having the saddest end to a fabulous career in sports. Is it Kobe Bryant?
A poet, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
He's quite the poet.
He put out a poem about his basketball career.
Didn't we read that it got retweeted like a million times in an hour or something like that?
What did most he rhyme retweeted with tweets? Rapist?
Nice.
Hey. Yeah, brand new Daily Upper Decker tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern.
It just seems so weird to just play other shit while this stuff's going on. Should
we check in with the scanner? Is there anything worth
hearing? Well, I did check in on the live news feed. We can listen to the scanner. It's
Imperial troops have entered the base.
Copy. David 21, we have the east. Copy.
Sam 3.
Camp 3. This is the live.
Okay, working on getting you a couple SO units to help there. What's the address of Wells Fargo?
I need help at Wells Fargo.
It's 1003 East Briar. I'm actually on the south side over by Chipotle and Panera. Okay, we're going through their dispatch trying to get
none of which have paid for endorsements here on crab diving.
Guy, listen.
Was there a team heading for the church?
There was an SO team. I'm not sure. Not on their comms any longer.
I'll check it.
So that's a little bit of the live feed of what's going on in San Bernardino.
I know that poor city is in the midst of a tragedy, but have you been to San Bernardino?
No, I don't think I have.
It's horrible.
Have you?
Horrible.
Is it not?
Ugh, it's gross.
A beautiful Mecca.
I think the Panera Bread or the Chipotle are probably the two nicest things there. I hope they're safe.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Free Wi-Fi at the Panera.
Let's aim some rage in a different direction.
They got all those outlet malls at San Bernardino. I hope those are safe. I hope I'm able to go get a Polo sweatshirt.
Or a discounted. Swatch.
Oh, a Swatch.
I've got a here. Let's aim some vitriol in a different direction to vent a little bit, and then we'll come back to more breaking news in the last couple of minutes here.
Blast ropes.
Crab diving. It's interesting trying to juggle.
Yes.
Like live.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But then we got to think about the people who are going to be listening to this like in a week who know
later on a podcast
everything that happened.
Yeah, but I think we're communicating enough drama and intrigue.
I think we're keeping it interesting.
Oh, yes. So we are so interesting.
We are for this breaking
fabulous.
News reporting.
This podcast is tremendous. It's the best.
A much worse news channel,
Lee.
Of course, is fucking Fox News.
Phone news, bitches.
And grab those tampons.
Grab.
Just have a dispenser near whatever you use to listen to us, because whenever we play anything from Fox, you're going to need those tampons for your ears that are going to bleed.
Bye.
This is Bill O'Reilly.
Papa Bear.
Oh, what a fucking asshole.
No,
talking
such a dick.
To another Fox contributor named Katie Pavlich.
Pavlich.
Is her name?
Yes.
And they're talking about white privilege.
Oh, yeah. Katie Pavlich. Is she a character in Uncle Vanya or no?
These are all whiter than white humans.
Ooh.
And they're talking about white privilege. Just listen to this asshole.
Dr. Follow-up segment tonight, Campus Madness. A couple of examples from many. University of Vermont up there in Burlington. It was a 3-day retreat. So students could...
University of Vermont, up there in Burlington.
Yeah, yeah, stupid, dumb cunts.
Crazy stories of many.
Mania, bitches.
What a fucking asshole.
God, he is a dick.
It was a 3-day retreat, so students could confront their white privilege status. Framingham State University in Massachusetts, complete chaos there, because one student had a Confederate flag on his laptop. Join us now in Washington, Katie Pavlich. Here in New York City, Kennedy, is her own program.
Oh, meanwhile, the first voice you're going to hear
is
the voice of 1990 VH1, Kennedy.
Oh, fuck off. A VJ.
Fox Business Network. Have you confronted your white privilege background?
You're pointing at me.
I pointed at everybody.
You didn't issue me a trigger warning before you asked me about my whiteness.
This is the magic.
You didn't give me a trigger warning before you asked me about my whiteness.
You're pointing at me. You're pointing at me.
Now, here's something.
Whiteness.
He's about to say something that we never, ever needed to hear.
My.
Bill O'Reilly.
Be a trigger warning before you ask me about my whiteness.
This is the magic finger right here.
Once
it points at someone, they become a star.
You are Harry Potter, and that is a macroaggression. I don't even know what it means to confront.
Shut Kennedy the fuck off. That's the one person. I cannot take Kennedy.
You are Harry Potter, and that's a macroaggression.
Oh, sit on my magic finger.
One's whiteness. I don't. Perhaps I'm the Rachel Dolezal of Lake Oswego, a very diverse community in the Portland area, as you
but
know.
But certainly you were raised in Lake Oswego, which is an affluent suburb, so you have white privilege.
I don't know that I do. I have never cashed in on my white privilege.
What a fucking asshole.
Do you know what her job is on VH1? Was just to fucking introduce music videos. That's all she did, right? I mean, am I missing something?
Yeah, you went to college and became a VJ-stress.
I am sorry. If you are on Fox News and you are reading a teleprompter and you are fucking white, can't we all just admit you are indeed probably cashing on your white fucking privilege? Yeah, fuck
fucking loser, Kennedy. I cannot stand her.
Barrel through here. We only got about a minute or two left.
I've never done that.
If someone,
but maybe unconsciously you have.
Unconsciously doesn't count.
Doesn't
In the
count.
Words of Sigmund Freud, unconsciousnosity is...
But the bogus. University of Vermont, Katie, it counts. The white privilege, yeah. 3 days. They didn't need 1 day. They needed, yeah, 3 days to confront their white privilege background.
You know, Bill, to me, especially in the Northeast, confronting my white privilege is going to the tanning salon. Oh. Don't worry, it's a spray tan, so it's not going to give me cancer, hopefully. But look, you know, we're talking about this white privilege issue, and yes, it's funny and it's easy to laugh at, but I actually think it's quite racist, and I think that we have to talk about it in those terms. Why?
She thinks it's racist to talk about the existence of white privilege.
This asshole.
We'll have to finish this tomorrow.
She is a fucking asshole. Kennedy. Hey, those are the level of jokes you get from a fucking VJ.
That was Katie Pavlich.
That wasn't Kennedy.
First part was Kennedy. The second part, just now, the tanning bed was Katie Pavlich.
Oh, God. Who the fuck? Is she a comedian? Who the fuck is that?
Fox News contributor. We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast Live. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, on Stitcher.
Yay.
Crabdiving.com. Follow Ryan. He's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, when. Follow him on the Twitter at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have lots of news about what's going on today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay safe out there.
Magic finger. It's so gross.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.